O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 40, verses 1 through 11. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to New Song by Tyler and Bailey Dodds. Fingerstyle guitar provides the backdrop for the brief descending vocal lines. On the choruses, the male and female vocalists join together in triumph. Each successive chorus receives even more intense percussive treatment, building the excitement and anticipation.
I waited for the Lord, and at last he looked. He bent down and pulled me out, warm of deep, deep mud. And he stood me up on solid ground, made this weak heart strong. He gave me a song to sing. Oh, it's rising now. Oh, it's rising now. I've got this new song in my mouth. Can you hear it now? It's pouring. It's pouring out of my new life. I am found. Can you hear it now? It's pouring out. And he taught me how to sing this rescue song for everyone who's lost and lonely. It's rising now. Oh, it's rising now.
Psalm 40, verses 1 through 11. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. In sacrifice and offering you have not delighted, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me. At various times, I find my kids looking to me for assurance. They'll be scared about a new situation or a task that looks intimidating, and they'll ask me if things are going to be all right. And I often find myself trying to comfort them with past experiences. You know, remember how you were scared that one time, but it all worked out? Or, yeah, you did fall, but mom and dad were right there to pick you up. When Katie or I do that with our little ones, we're encouraging them to look to the past for future comfort. And this is exactly what we see the psalmist doing in Psalm 40. In verse 2, we read, he drew me up from the pit of destruction and set my feet upon a rock. This gives him hope for the future as he declares in verse 11, your steadfast love and faithfulness will ever preserve me. What do you do when confronted with difficult circumstances? When your family is struggling? When your career appears to be going nowhere? When you don't know how you're going to be able to make ends meet? Look back. Chances are, if you have been following God for any length of time, you've seen him show up. But don't stop with your own life. Look back farther. We know we have hope for the future, ultimately, because of God has shown up in Jesus. Even if certain circumstances don't go our way, we can know that everything is going to be okay, because Jesus gave his own life to make sure that it would be. In Christ, we have been drawn up out of the miry bog and set upon the rock. In the moments that follow, take some time to remember God's past faithfulness in little ways in your own life and in the ultimate way in Jesus. And ask God to allow his past faithfulness to give you hope for the future. Let's close now with this prayer from St. Augustine. O God, the light of the hearts that see you, the life of the souls that love you, the strength of the minds that seek you, from whom to turn is to fall, to whom to turn is to rise, and in whom to abide is to stand fast forever. Grant us your blessing as we offer up our confessions and supplications. And though we are unworthy to approach you or to ask anything of you at all, hear and forgive us for the sake of our great high priest and only mediator, Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.